California actively monitoring for threats following U.S. strikes in Iran, says Newsom. California Governor Gavin Newsom said state agencies are on alert for potential threats after U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites on June 21. Following the president's action in Iran, California State Threat Assessment Center is actively monitoring for any potential impacts in California, Newsom said in a statement on X. While there are no specific or credible counter-threats we are aware of at this time, we urge everyone to stay vigilant and report suspicious activity. Newsom's statement comes a day after the Department of Homeland Security warned of a heightened threat environment as a result of the Iran-Israel conflict, specifically mentioning possible cyberattacks by Iranian actors as well as violent extremism with anti-Semitic or anti-Israel motivations. Low-level cyber attacks against U.S. networks by pro-Iranian hacktivists are likely, and cyber actors affiliated with the Iranian government may conduct attacks against U.S. networks, the department said in an advisory bulletin on June 22. Iran has had a long-standing commitment to targeting individuals it holds responsible for the death of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed under President Donald Trump's orders in January 2020, the bulletin stated. The conflict could also motivate violent extremists and hate crime perpetrators seeking to attack targets perceived to be Jewish, pro-Israel, or linked to the U.S. government or military in the homeland, DHS added. The California Office of Emergency Services, which includes the Threat Assessment Center, would coordinate with federal agencies should a threat arise. On June 23, Iran responded to the U.S. bombing of its nuclear facilities by launching missiles at U.S. bases in Qatar. According to President Trump, the response was effectively countered. There have been 14 missiles fired, 13 were knocked down, and one was set free, because it was headed in a non-threatening direction, the president said in a post on Truth Social. I am pleased to report that no Americans were harmed, and hardly any damage was done. Most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system, and there will, hopefully, be no further hate. The president also thanked Iran for giving the U.S. early notice, which prevented any lives from being lost. Perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region, and I will enthusiastically encourage Israel to do the same, he wrote. In October, CalOES issued a statement at the outbreak of the Israel-Gaza conflict. Director Nancy Ward, serving in the capacity of California's Homeland Security Advisor, said the agency was monitoring the situation and working with security partners to track threats to California's domestic environment. She said her agency, alongside state intelligence and law enforcement, was giving regular briefings to Governor Gavin Newsom. CalOES was also working with faith leaders and communities and offering resources. In the aftermath of the 2019 synagogue shooting in Poway, which left one woman dead and three injured, CalOES has administered the California State Nonprofit Security Grant Program, which is designed to improve security at religious and mission-based institutions.